Bob Sampson died last weekend at the age of 81. He wasn't a household name, and that's the way he wanted it. Don't leave fingerprints, he used to say. Mr. Sampson was a vice president of United Airlines, who flew around the world but always came home at night. He was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when he was 5. It took 4 years for his parents to save enough money to buy him a wheelchair. He spent 32 years in that wheelchair, going to college and law school, becoming an international executive, serving on a presidential commission under 5 presidents, appearing on the Muscular Dystrophy Telethon. He devoted his life and career to bringing down barriers and pushing for research to help others with disabilities. Charles Goldman is a longtime friend who worked with Bob Sampson. He joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
Can you recognize the way in which our cities just look and operate a whole lot differently because of his work?
He was at the forefront for years with the then President's Committee on Employment of People with Disabilities. I'll give you a classic example here in town. When the elevator at the Lincoln Memorial was being dedicated, mm-hmm. that was one of the first things, the first functions of the board that he was at to help buildings become accessible. And I know he has no supernatural powers or, you know, so I kind of think heaven might be accessible with him there now, finally. but he helped get the money and start the ball rolling so that people would say accessibility, that means more than living close to the airport. That means getting from here to there. Employing people with disabilities, he was at the forefront for years with the then President's Committee on Employment of People with Disabilities. I mean, you go around this country and you go into a United facility, say you're in O'Hare, they're big hubs. You can feel Bob Sampson because those are accessible because of Bob.
Made brief mention of the fact that as a vice president of United, he would fly around the world but always come home at night. Now, he loved his family, but there were other reasons why, if you're in a wheelchair in those days, he had to come home at night.
He had to come home because there were no accessible hotel rooms. This is light years, in legal terms, before there was an Americans with Disabilities Act, before there were civil rights for people with disabilities. He's doing this in the early 50s and 60s.
He turned down a cabinet post under President Carter for reasons that it would be instructive for us to know now.
Yeah, he turned it down because at those days there was no guarantee of health insurance if he went back. There was no Health Insurance Portability Act. His fabric of his life would have been at risk.
Do you know what cabinet post he was offered?
I don't know for sure, but I think it was Secretary of Transportation. That would have been the natural thing. I do know that he did watch the 1968 election returns mm-hmm. with Hubert Humphrey, and that had the election gone the other way, he would have been chief of staff. And I know also that Humphrey had promised him that one of the first executive orders would have been to make buildings accessible.
Beginning in the 1970s, he would appear on the Muscular Dystrophy Telethon with Jerry Lewis.
Jerry, you know, this is my 50th year in a wheelchair. And beginning 14 years ago, I've never stood taller than I have being with you in this cause this way.
For somebody who didn't like to leave fingerprints, who was a private man, what was it like for him to go on the tele? I mean, he became known as what, Jerry's older kid? Or
Jerry's
something?
Big kid.
Jerry's big kid, yeah. What was it like for him to go on and talk to a national audience about it himself?
It was extremely difficult, but I think he had a sense by being out there, whether it be on the telethon or just going through an airport in a corporate suit, that he was a role model. He didn't want to be reminded. It wasn't a hero thing. He just wanted to do his thing. So he wanted to quietly just go ahead and keep his eye on the mission. I mean, I feel like I touch greatness when I know him.
Charles Goldman, who was a friend and ally of Robert Sampson, who died of heart disease last weekend. Thanks very much.
Thank you, and thank you from the family.